Exodus chapter 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went out and took Levi's daughter as a wife. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And she saw that he was fair, and she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer keep him hidden, she took a reed ark for him and impregnated it with bitumen and pitch. And she put the child in it, and she put it in the bulrushes by the bank of the river, while his sister stood at a distance to see what would be done to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter came down to wash at the riverside, and her maidservants went to the riverside, and she saw the ark in among the bulrushes, and she sent a maidservant of hers to get it. And she opened it and saw the child, and what she saw was a boy crying, and she had compassion on him, and she said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call for a nurse for you from the Hebrew women to suckle the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes, go." So the maiden went and called for the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and suckle him for me, and I will give you your recompense." So the woman took the child and suckled him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. And he was a son to her, and she called him Moses, and said, "For I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days that Moses grew up and went out to his brothers, and he saw their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian man striking a Hebrew man, one of his brothers. Then he looked to one side and to the other side, and when he saw that there was no man there, he struck the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. Then he went out on the second day, and there were two Hebrew men quarrelling, and he said to the one in the wrong, "Why are you striking your colleague?" To which he said, "Who appointed you a commander and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" At this Moses was afraid, and he said to himself, "Obviously the incident has become well known." When Pharaoh heard about this incident, he wanted to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh's presence, and he dwelt in the land of Midian, and he dwelt by the well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to give their father's flocks drink. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses arose and saved them, and he gave their flocks drink. And they went to Reuel their father, and he said, "How come you have come so quickly today?" And they said, "An Egyptian man rescued us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also went so far as to draw water for us, and he gave our flocks water." Then he said to his daughters, "So where is he? Why did you leave the man? Invite the man to eat bread." And Moses was willing to dwell with the man, and he gave Zipporah his daughter to Moses as a wife. And she bore him a son, and he called him Gershom, for, he said, "I was a foreigner in a foreign land." And it came to pass in that long period that the king of Egypt died, but the sons of Israel sighed with the workload, and they cried out, and their outcry went up to God because of the workload. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked to the interests of the sons of Israel, and God acknowledged the situation.